And now this is a dictation for Gary Gessler, G-E-A-S-L-E-R, November 30, 70. Address as a letter to Dr. Anne, A-N-N, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, 774-7590. Dear Dr. Wiggins, follow up for Mr. Gessler, IgA nephropathy, biopsy proven, chronic kidney disease, last visit October, no hospital visits, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel changes or bleeding, some foaminess of the urine but no gross blood, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, uses CPA machine at night, other review system negative, medication list review, maximal dose lisinopril on beta blockers Norvasc. Present blood pressure close to 150 over 80. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No ascites. I hear an increase of S2, known to have aortic bicuspid disease. I don't see gross edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine 1.7, which is still within baseline, normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mild degree of anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3, biopsy proving IgA nephropathy, prior history of urethral stricture, but no documented obstruction, no urinary retention. Biopsy also did show secondary type FSGS. He has proteinuria, a new 24-hour urine collection to be done. I discussed with him that there has been new available treatment for IgA nephropathy to slow down progression. I asked him to read through the Mayo Clinic. Continue present blood pressure medications. He has bicuspid aortic valve, but clinically not symptomatic. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, bicarbonate replacement, or EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.